It's tough. It was really, really tough. As a dad, of three kids and that are very active, and I want to make sure that I'm there more for them than I've been able to do. And sacrificed a lot of personal time to get this program up to where it needed to be. And you know, it's there, and it's ripe for another coach to come in and take it over. You know, that over the last few weeks of the season, you know, every one of those girls is going to be back. We have another good freshman class coming in, and you know, this program is going to take off and continue to go in the direction that, you know, I was able to help set it to go that way. And you know, I felt that it was the right time to make that decision. You know, somebody could come in and just start off being extremely successful, whereas, you know, in our first year we won four games, and it was a long year, and you know, it's set up for somebody else. So I know that I'm leaving it better than I found it. The sacrifice from, you know, my own family makes it tough. And then I have some aspirations to do some other things, within the school district to help, you know, behind the scenes and continue to move this district in the direction it's going. You know, if you look across all of our girls sports right now, I think 500, which was us this year, was the worst record that we've had in any sport. And you know, we've had state champion wrestlers, state champions in track, and volleyball went to state last year for the first time, and basketball just won as many games as it has in the last 11 years. And I want to see if I can't help boost everything going forward, you know, behind the scenes, whether it's helping out our AD Coach Frain or helping out administration or just whatever for my career to help this school district, because you know, I've been here for 12 years. I love this place, and I want to continue to help it grow and go in the right way.